I like the way you said initially that when you're balancing all those seven facets, that's when you really have a true sense of self, a yes. true sense of belonging and sharing
yes.
And
yes.
being.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yes. That is wonderful.
And you can't take one of them out. You can't say, okay, I'm not going to take care of the gate of the body. Mm-hmm. I'll just... You can't do that.
But if you did, that's where the imbalance comes.
That's right.
Yes, you have to have all of it.
That's right.
And somehow reach at least a level of excellence in it if you really consider yes. yourself well-balanced.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes.
Quite interesting.
And of course it goes like this.
Absolutely. I see the
circular
quality.
There is
quality,
no
sure.
ending to our refining
of, course not.
Of our being.
Well, I think that ultimately is because we never really truly reach perfection in its ultimate sense.
Right.
We'll leave that to God.
Right, right, right.
But certainly I think it is a striving and an understanding
yes.
that
yes.
we all aspire to.
Yes.
To
and we do
improve
have,
ourselves.
Into. We do have, we were born mm-hmm. with a blueprint mm-hmm. for wholeness.
Mm, I believe that.
So it's not like we're going to grab it from nowhere.
Oh, no. I understand that.
We have it. We just need to tap into it, commit to it,
and
embrace it.
And implement it.
And yes, implement it.
I quite agree with you
yeah.
there. I also have the understanding that even an infant is complete and has these things
yes.
working for it at the very beginning.
Yes.
And so that as you, they become very creative, as you work with a child, an infant even.
Right.
You see the way they're so creative and the way they will explore their environment.
Yes.
They follow the mother's eyes or finger or her distance
yes.
away. From,
all right these there things you are, see the right, emotions.
Oh,
right
absolutely.
There
you
see the body.
All. And even their
and
dialogue.
The dialogue. And the creativity.
Absolutely.
And even their little life path.
Absolutely.
They're like going for something, you know? And
absolutely.
Silence.
Yes.
They can yes. be silent.
But it's communicating something to you.
Babies have an ability to meditate, a natural
oh,
ability
that.
To meditate. And so...
I believe that.
They do. And gate of knowledge.
Isn't that wonderful, though?
They're gathering knowledge God. All the time.
In every way.
Yes.
Sensorially.
Yes.
Intellectually.
Yes.
Emotionally. Spiritually.
Yes.
In every way.
That's how we know... that we are endowed with the ability to become excellent.
Absolutely.
It's
absolutely.
It's
wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Really wonderful. Well, tell me about a little about your organization. How do you work with people? I mean, do they come in for workshops of this kind? Or how does that?
Yes. We have a whole program.
Mm-hmm.
Gates of Power mm-hmm. Is a program of... seven levels.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much like martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
You start with the white belt, I think, and you end with the black belt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the same with Gates of Power.
Mm-hmm.
It seven levels.
Mm-hmm.
And the first three levels are very accessible for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The last four are for the rigorous
mm-hmm.
people who, you know, want to go all the way, you know.
And is there a
workshops,
time thing? Say,
there are workshops, there are individual sessions,
mm-hmm.
there is a weekly group.
Mm-hmm.
It's available all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody wants to step into, they just call and they schedule the first level, they go into the first level, which is just maybe a 6-hour
mm-hmm.
day and, you know, and the second level, and you proceed. So we have action going on
yes.
in the Institute all the time.
Now, I understand you're a vegetarian. How did you arrive at that?
At that? Mm-hmm. Actually, at the age of 14, I remember in Israel going through the market and seeing the cows...
carcasses.
The carcasses hanging... And I remember,
turned you off.
Yeah, I remember saying to myself, no, never.
Something doesn't seem too kind about that, right?
No, I just, it turned me off. And since then, I have not touched.
Since 14.
Since 14, it's a long time.
Right. Well, I know that one person who was doing the interviewing of the cattle as they would come in for the slaughter, she was saying that she, when she looked at the eyes, she said it was so disconcerting for her that she found difficulty in eating them.
Of course.
And I'll never forget, as a child, we went to our country cousins who had a very large farm, and we saw the chicken running around and so forth, and I made a friend of, right? And then all of a sudden, it disappeared, and I was wondering, wow, where's my little friend, the chicken? And they told me that that was what we were eating on the table. I had such difficulty after that even eating chicken.
I know.
But those kinds of experiences are a part of what you're saying. Now, one other question I wanted to ask you. You were saying that there's some relationship between these seven levels of gates and the chakras. Could you tell me the differential qualifications
of
that?
The chakras are, as most people know, energy centers within our body. And the gates are more facets of our living states. I mean, they're connected because let's say the base chakra is about survival. You can connect it to the gate of the body if you want to. You know, the second chakra is power and personal power and creativity. And you can connect it maybe to the gate of creative expression and so on. But it's there is a connection. You can find a connection.
That's what I was wondering. You were saying you were going to make a distinction, and I was just
It's
a loose connection between
It's a loose connection, right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We talk a lot about the chakras. We when we under the gate of the body and, and other gates.
Well, I must tell you, I find this a very interesting dialogue we're having. And I would like very much for you to share with our audience how they can reach you if they should be interested in getting more information and also participating in perhaps some of your workshops.
Yes. So first is the website, which is www.gatesofpower.com. So that's easy to remember. The number is 212-877-0346. And we're there. We're answering the phone.
That's wonderful.
There's always a person answering the phone.
That's wonderful. And where's your location?
The office is on 88th Street, Upper West Side, Manhattan. But we are doing workshops in different places.
In different places, I'm sure.
Yeah, because we need a large space usually.
Of course, right. Do you have retreats anywhere?
We have retreats. We have a location in the city, which is like a big dance studio where we do groups and workshops. I have an artist loft in Peekskill, and I do workshops there, like, if it's a long or overnight or things like that. So, yeah.
So, they, in other words, it could be a three-day workshop.
It could be a three-day. It could be a day. It could be... I lecture sometimes. I do mini workshops.
Do you work with children?
I don't. But actually, I would love to have Gates of Power for kids and youth.
That sounds interesting.
I did teach many, many years.
Yes.
And I love kids.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I thank you very much, Nomi Bakar.
Yes.
For being here with us today and for sharing with us that whole quality, the gates of power. And I see that you yourself are a product of your own power.
I hope
so. In the sense that you are a self-realization of what you teach. And that is always so beautiful.
Thank you.
What you preach.
I do.
A real pleasure.
I do. And you are so wonderful to talk to.
Oh, thank you so much. I enjoy working and talking and having a dialogue with people because I find so many fascinations in the sense that there's just so much knowledge and so much information that should be shared. And we thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And best of success, continued success in your work.
Thank you.
And we thank you for listening to 1001 Ways to Cope with Stress. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. easy to do work with.